Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We've been doing this forever, and I wanted a microphone and a platform to be able to host and share with people doing the right things in home-based businesses, and that's why we started buildingfortunesradio.com. Well, I have a great friend in our industry. Her name is Doris Wood. Doris founded the original MLMIA, which stood for the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. And a while back, when I was doing radio shows for the MLMIA, Doris had me do some guest spots with George Madu. And George Madu is one of those gentlemen who has a really great reputation. And he also owns a publication called the Network Marketing Magazine. And he has a real simple name to remember as far as that magazine. It's called TheNetworkMarketingMagazine.com. Like, what else would you call it? Well, Doris said to me last year, are you doing any radio shows with George Madu? And I said, no. You know, we did a couple that we did before. But, you know, George is doing his thing, and he's real busy, and I've been doing my thing, and we've been real busy, and we're kind of running down parallel tracks, but we usually don't see each other. So she said, you should. And I said, okay, Doris, I will. So I always liked working with George. I mean, George is a great guy, great reputation. But again, we were too busy to kind of connect, and we finally did. And I'm so glad we did, because if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows we've done with George. Now, we've had some great guests. On this particular radio show, we've had some great guests to give you some information, and then we've had, at their level, and then we're going to have some great guests that can give you information at a completely different level. Like, this is information from another planet, one that most people are not usually exposed to, but certainly will be fascinated. And George, I know a little bit about the background of the company and some of the new things that they're doing, but I don't know all the things, so I'm going to mute myself out. I'm going to take some notes, and I can't thank you enough for bringing the wonderful guests that you bring on to Building Fortunes Radio. Over to you.
Thanks so much, Peter. I appreciate you. You're great. Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. My guest today is just a great guy, a great leader in our industry in a different aspect. His name is James Porter. He's a vice president of sales of a company called Verb Technology. So, James, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Glad to be with you.
That's great. That's great. So, James, most people probably would not know right off the bat the name Verb Technology, but they would certainly know the name Sound Concepts. Tell me how those two names tie together.
Yeah, good question, George. So we've been going by the name Sound Concepts since 1990 in the direct sales space. But technically, even before that, the company was purchased by a gentleman named Mac Oswald in 1979. I take that back. It was originally in 1979 and then purchased by a gentleman named Mac Oswald in 1990. And that's when the focus in direct sales started coming. And that name, Sound Concepts, originates not just from being a sound concept in the sense of putting together marketing and creative tools and assets for individuals and companies. But ultimately, we had a big sound distribution platform that we had, and we did cassette tapes and clamshells and all the things that people that have been in direct sales or even outside are familiar with from the 90s. But as you can imagine, we've had to evolve with the times. We evolved into doing discs, CDs, DVDs, magazines, all types of physical tools well into the 90s and the 2000s. And in the late 2000s, we ultimately saw that the landscape was shifting and we had to go into the digital space that much more. Imagine things like iPods becoming more popular. And luckily, we were ahead of that. And dare I say, the first, if not one of the very first to transition that. So I think one logical kind of path you can take is, as marketing tools, as they're spoken of, things like brochures, DVDs, cassette tapes, as those transitioned away from you handing those out face-to-face, they're still a small part of our industry. But imagine as those things have transitioned a bit more out of your life, how can you get the same type of interaction from a digital exposure? You would take those assets and maybe put them into a text message. And so that's what companies started to do. They would take those and turn those into digital assets you can share. And so Sound Concepts ultimately saw that as an opportunity to not only share these assets digitally, but to start using the most modern tool to do so, and that's your mobile phone. And so we have a mobile application that is branded for our clients, what we call an enterprise version, and we have a small to medium business version of that as well for clients that maybe don't have the initial capital to get going. So just think about that transition of marketing tools even in your own life over the last 10, 20, even 30 years, and what we've been able to do is follow that pattern and be, you know, forerunners in that pattern as well to be able to share digital tools. And ultimately, in April of 2019, we came together with a company called Enfuse, which was out of Hollywood, California, and we brought those two companies together, Enfuse, which had an interactive video player, so a video player that you can add actionable buttons to and share those via text message, email, on social media, and you're able to do that all within a mobile application. And we brought that together with our traditional business here at Sound Concepts, where we did all these marketing tools, even on the digital end, and we brought those companies together, and we created Verb Technology. And so it's been a great path for us, and we've been able to not only keep our footprint in direct sales, but expand it significantly. So that pathway for Sound Concepts to now be Verb Technology began 30 years ago, and it's culminated now to what we are as the largest digital provider of marketing tools in the direct sales space. And so hopefully that helps your listeners know a little bit about our timeline and what we have going on as far as our growth within the industry and our progression as a company and where we are now as Verb Technology.
Yeah, what you just described, James, is a perfect setting for a company that adapts with the times. So many, as you know, so many companies don't adapt. They get into a rut. They keep in that rut until other companies knock them off. And what you've done is you've adapted to the times and what's been going on specifically in our industry. There's new network marketers that don't know what a cassette tape is.
Right.
So, but you guys really have stepped up and adapted to the times. And I think that's the reason why Verb Technology, Verb is really going to be a household name in this industry because of the awesome way of being able to market so many different products. It doesn't matter what the product is. Doesn't matter whether it's a nutritional product or a skincare product or beef jerky. Just doesn't matter. The delivery mechanism is what counts, and getting the message out through a custom mobile app that increases retention and revenue for a company is what's going to make people really know the name Verb. So congratulations. It's awesome. You got me at hello as soon as I met. Yeah, it was great. It's great. So let's talk about that a little bit, because I know one of the real values of your product, because of the tool that you use, everybody, I mean, holds a smartphone in their hands today.
Mm-hmm.
And they get the messages that way. If your website isn't adapted for mobile, you're just going to be a dinosaur. But
right.
What you have is a tool that is so unlike so many others. There's a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. And the first thing is that you use a technology unlike any other really in the industry with your app, and it truly does increase retention and revenue for a company and for a networker. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think one of the things you brought up in your line and phrases there, George, was the different products that we can represent. You know, it's interesting when you make a digital product like ours, maybe some of your audience isn't familiar with kind of the creation of these type of things. A lot of times these great creations come out of necessity, right? And you're thinking, I'm going to build this as this. And we came out building this tool as a need to have a place to facilitate sharing of marketing assets or marketing tools, like I said. And I think we primarily thought it would be a prospecting tool. And it has been in many ways, but there's been so many more applications for it. You know, we have clients that have physical products like skincare. CBD has obviously been a big grower with multiple CBD companies, coffee, energy products. But we also work with multiple service companies, you know, companies that are selling deregulated energy, wireless. And you think maybe those don't have as much of an application. And we wouldn't have thought so either, but it's been a great success for our clients to do that, partly because we've been able to grow and mature our technology over time. So we really, like I said, in the late 2000s, knew that we needed to make this shift. So when you work with a company like Verb Technology, which has gone through multiple iterations here over the last decade, you're not going to be the first one that works with us. We've gone through the bumps and bruises that you can have launching a new technology product. And in fact, today we're a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. And so that adds to the legitimacy of what we're doing. One of the benefits I think we have is the ability for people on a very simple way to share these assets. So let me share with you maybe the most common way something's shared. And maybe I'll share that in contrast to how things were, say, a decade ago. So video has been, for a long time, the number one driver of asset sharing and people really getting educated within direct sales on whether that be a product, an opportunity, or some type of training. So videos, of course, you know, VHSs, DVDs, things like that. And then we figured out that YouTube was a great place to put these videos, but it was free. So companies would create a YouTube channel, and they'd put all their videos up there. And that's great. That's still a good practice today. But the challenge you have with that, even if you take a link from YouTube, from your particular company, and you send it out to somebody, you have no idea how much of that they viewed. In fact, you don't even know if they viewed it at all. And when they go through and click through and put a view on the corporate company's webpage, you know, that could be a benefit for everybody because the more views you get, the more interactivity you get. But you don't actually get that personal feedback. So what if you took a tool like that that's so immensely popular, you had inside of a mobile app a simple staging area for all these assets in asset categories, things like product videos, opportunity videos, training videos. And maybe you have 3 of each, maybe you have 10 of each, maybe you have 100 of each. But those are all laid out very simply in a mobile application. You simply click on the video you want to share. And then it opens up. You have an opportunity to preview that video. Maybe you haven't seen it before. So you say, I want to use this video. Let me look at it. You have the opportunity then to text message that video over through a native application. So what it's doing is it's taking that video and making it into a very organic process to go into your text messaging feature on your Apple phone or your Android phone. And you simply add that link in, and it may have some pre-written copy in there as well to kind of help you get going, but you can edit all that. So you're taking it into an existing maybe text message conversation, and you're adding in this video. Now, you may think, well, that's nothing special. And to be quite honest, you're right if all you were doing is adding that video. But now you add that video in. It's into an organic thread you already have. Somebody clicks on that video, and say I send it over to George. George clicks on that video. Within 20, 30 seconds, sometimes 1 second, I receive a text message back saying George has viewed that video. Now, George goes through and views the video maybe 90%. Now I also receive information through our feed in the application that George watched 90% of that video. So I took something that was good and made it great. I shared a video through an organic conversation, and now I know more about it. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that our users really benefit is when they share something, they may share a product video and an opportunity video, and they may see that the person viewed 90 or 100% of the product video, but only 10 to 15% of the opportunity video. Now, what does that tell you? It gives you an opportunity to follow up and maybe have some insight into what they are interested in, and that would be the first area that you'd focus on. So that would be at the ground floor, the simplest way that you share within the Verb app for our clients. Now, you can take other assets. Maybe you have a system, a product that is very sampleable. So you have a product that people, when they take it, they have a product experience. They have some type of effect that takes place that imprints on their memory that something good really happened there. Sampling's been around forever. We certainly didn't invent it, and Costco didn't invent it either, but they are obviously the number one thing that comes to mind for most people when you think of sampling. If you go through the aisles of Costco on a Saturday afternoon outside of the COVID-19 crisis, you could feed a family of 10 for free because they're just giving away so much product. But now, what can you do? Within our native application, within 3-4 clicks, I can send a product sample to somebody, oftentimes for $4.95. And usually bundled inside of that is 1 to 3 servings of a product, a custom letter, a beautiful mailer, and a shipping that includes the tracking as well. And we are sending 6 figures in samples a month for our clients. And what does that do for you? 1, it gets your product possibly across the country to somebody that you don't see regularly. And you're able to do that without even having to put all this together inside of your own little basket or mailer or whatever you have to create on your own and then take it to the post office and say, how much is this going to cost me? You know, it's all bundled together. And the reason that we can do this for our clients is because they often are so excited about this that they're willing to subsidize their product in order to get it into a sampleable form. So there's a buy-in from the field and there's a buy-in from corporate, and we are able to combine those together to get more product out for someone to have an experience with it. And then you're also building on another important piece within direct sales, which is feelings of reciprocity. People that want to give back. See, I have kids knock on my door all the time during the school year where they're selling these little $20, $25 gift cards for things that I'm never going to buy. But you know what? I usually buy them because I give them credit for at least coming to my door and asking me for that, and hopefully it's a good cause. Now, the reason I do that is because of that feeling of reciprocity. If you build on those same things, the relationships that you have, to share a $4.95 sample that has 2 ways that it can get out. 1, it can be paid for by the field, by the user, or there's a sample site for each sample product that you could text message out, and the person can go through a very, very simple checkout process. Now, those two pathways have wonderful benefits, but they're not necessarily equal in their conversion. Like I said, as I have those kids that want to sell me a sample or a gift card of some type, I do that because of those feelings of reciprocity. You have to gauge whether you should pay for this sample or whether the person you're sending it to should pay for the sample. If I think George is willing to pay $4.95 for the sample, I should actually send him my sample site. Your conversions are higher. The other beauty of working with Sound Concepts, even on this level of sampling, is that we have so much data to come back to and to tell you some of the best practices that are going on. Again, we're not guessing. We're not throwing darts at the board. You know, we've had other pioneering companies that are billion-dollar companies within direct sales that have been successful with this. We pride ourselves on working with billion-dollar clients and startup clients alike. So ultimately, to kind of close the loop on another feature within our application sampling, think about leveraging the relationships you have on actual product and let the product do the talking for you. And what I've seen this do, 1, it's an immense time saver. I have had people after we launched this at, you know, events with multiple thousand people come up crying because one woman in particular, I remember last year, she was crying when we launched this because she said, you know how many hours a week I spend putting in the samples and taking them to the post office? Now I can send 10 samples from my home. 15, 20 minutes. I can do it all from an application. You guys take care of everything. And then after that sample is sent, a drip campaign initiates that has buy links in it, that has opportunity training in it, things are happening after I initiate that sample even, and we're, as a company, able to track that conversion and how it does really well. So the three ways that a sample gets out that we've kind of perfected and build upon is, one, paid for by user, two, paid for by prospect by sharing the sample site through our app, and three, we actually have a campaign that you can initiate for samples given out in person. So the last example I'll give is, you know, George, maybe he's my neighbor. I'm not going to ship him a sample. I have enough samples on me. So I'm going to go hand it to him, and then I'm going to let him know, George, here's maybe some of the effects you're going to feel as you take this product. But I'm going to put you on an educational email campaign so that you can kind of see what happens and hopefully get more information as you take this product. And then I send that campaign out through my phone. Again, very simply, what we've been able to do over these last years is make these things that seem somewhat difficult and make them simple. And so what we try and do is say, do you know how to send a text message? Yes, I do. I'm intimidated by technology, but I do know how to send a text message. Great, you can do that. And then we have progressive tools that go from there, like sampling, like interactive video, things that not every single user needs to do, but at least they have at their fingertips and are as simple as possible right now. So the market feedback for us has been very strong. We had 10,592 five-star reviews on our applications in a three-month period in 2019. And I just really enjoyed that a lot. So that's kind of a broad overview of some of the things we've seen, and hopefully I answered your question for you, George.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to just take a short break because you've opened up so many things in the last couple of minutes that, first of all, we're going to have you back. But second of all, I've got a couple more questions to wrap this up. But we're going to take a short break. So back to you, Peter.
We'll be right back. You're listening to George Madu and then James Porter over at Verve Technologies. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ingles here with George Madu and James Porter. James is the VP of an organization that used to be called Sound Concept. Now it's a publicly traded company called Verb Tech. And he's going to give you contact information, and I'll share with you my head spinning as a result of the stuff that James and his company has put together. We've built tools and systems, but we can't keep up. I'll share with you. I rolled over a long time ago. I can't keep up with the technology and the way it changes and the infrastructure. And these guys have done unbelievable things relative to being able to get this stuff done and putting a dollar figure. If you had to build this stuff on your own, for all those entrepreneurs who are thinking that they got to do this stuff on your own, give up now. Save yourself a lot of time, a lot of money. Just use James's service. I'll share it. This is incredible. And I'm jumping in because we obviously have a lot of our Building Fortunes Radio listening customers that have a lot of people they want to talk to, and they need your services to complete the sales cycle. So thanks in advance. George, back over to you.
Thanks, Peter. So, James, you and I have had lengthy conversations recently, and it's because of what you've just said in this short little snapshot of Verb. It's a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. And we are going to have you back real quick. But in the last 5 minutes, there's one thing that I wanted to touch upon. Because I know your CEO hates CRMs, right? But every company out there uses a CRM. Yours is a CRM platform that I mean, wipes out any other that's out there. Just give me a little snapshot of why you guys say meet the number one CRM platform for modern day sales companies. That says
it
all.
No doubt. Well, I appreciate that, George, and I'd be happy to come back on. I think the advantage that we have is user experience, a simplified user experience. When you use the word CRM, you know, sales professionals, marketing professionals, people like me know these CRMs well and maybe aren't as intimidated by them. But there's a very small percentage of people that can go into one of these mainstream CRMs and do anything of any value. And guess what? These things cost a fortune to get going. Where I think Verb Technology does a great job, and I can say this because I have data to back it up, is we take these complex, convoluted CRM platforms and make them simplistic. We have our mobile application, obviously. We also have a desktop that goes along with it as well, and some people enjoy that. You know, most of our usage, 85% of our usage is on our mobile app, and I think that, you know, is because you're able to do a lot of things on a mobile application through our CRM platform. So think about this. All the things we're doing is we're taking organic, natural interactions that you have and turning them into easy, actionable digital sales prospecting. So, like I said, text messaging, emailing. From within our application, you can share via social. And all of that is fully integrated back into your cart site. So if I share a social media post, say on Facebook, it can have a link that drives sales back to my cart site. So you all know the viral effect. It's always brought up. As you have a virality to it, it can actually get shared, can get liked, can get commented on, and friends of people you don't know can actually see that and click through to it. So it's interesting to kind of go through that process. We've also done so much on the strategy side, whether some of these things should be branded for the company or whether you do some marketing that is actually unbranded and you're able to get some curiosity marketing going that way. And so to kind of close the loop on the CRM question, George, in the end, I think we've taken out so much of the complexity to it and that which is intimidating to people that are not seasoned sales professionals. And that is what most of the CRMs market to. And you can imagine why, because that's these people's full-time jobs. But in home-based business, oftentimes it's something that we're doing on the side, maybe something we're trying to make an extra $300 to $500 a month, $1,000 a month. That impacts people, especially what you have today. Now you take a tool like Verb Technologies tool, and you can do that in a much better and scalable way. So last thing I'll close with, too, is field leaders love our platform because they realize that they can duplicate the efforts that they've been trying to for the last many years in a very simple way, and they can do it through a digital technology that reaches a much wider audience, not just everyone I can meet face-to-face with, or even get on a phone call, which people aren't doing as much. You can leverage digital technology to really go throughout the world, and we are internationally capable. We're in 63 countries and 27 different languages, and there's just a lot. I've touched on, you know, maybe 20-25% of what we do and enjoy it quite a bit, but that's maybe some of the things that we do well and how we close the loop on CRMs for your modern-day users.
So with only hitting on 25%, that means we have a minimum of another 3 shows with you. and that's the reason why the Network Marketing Magazine and Verb Technology really make a great team, because we are big believers. We're going to end up utilizing the technology ourselves with our platform, and we have a reach into the industry that this message needs to get out, and I'm proud to be able to be part of getting that message out. So I'll tell you what, James, you blow me away every time we talk. I'm glad we've been able to talk here on our radio show. We're going to have you, like I said, 3 more times at least, and we're going to really dig deep into how a company can utilize Verb Technology. And not only a company, we're you know, we're out there and we deal with some of the biggest of the big, but we also deal with the medium size and the small companies, and especially the new companies coming on board. So, you know, we're excited about working with you and teaming with you, and I'm looking forward to having you back. So thank you so much for being on with us, and we will see you soon. So back to you, Peter.
Excellent information. I know there's a lot of people that are really interested in taking the next step. Make sure you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM and look for the recent radio show with James Porter's name in it. And I'll make sure that Verb, V-E-R-B, technology is in there as well. So you'll be able to do a search, be able to hear this, and then share this with your friends. And if your company's not using them, make sure you share their company information, because there's a lot of opportunities here. And just mention George Madu as well, so you know where the referral came from. Can't wait to hear more about this stuff. This is going to make a big difference, especially for those people that want to use technology as opposed to go visit people personally because of the coronavirus thing. So, James, thanks for being here. And thanks for making it available for people to do a home-based business the way they want to be able to do it from home. So we'll speak to everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, James. Thanks, George.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.